It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's go to a little NFL action. And there's always room for drama in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always room for drama. Like, you wake up in the morning and you got drama. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. I don't know why, but we're going to always have it until this saga ends. But right about now, Emmett Golden from ESPN talks about what Cleveland will do with Baker Mayfield. Let's hear this first.
They're going to find the best deal that they can get. And for the longest, I thought, you know, just cut your ties, right? He's a man without a country, so to speak. So you don't plan on playing him at all, regardless what anybody says. He'll never take another snap for the Cleveland Browns. But I think Andrew Berry looks at it like Baker Mayfield is a top 30 quarterback in the NFL. And he's also a former number one overall pick. So you don't just want to cut that guy or, you know, eat 14 million and only get a fifth round pick back. I think he's really trying to hold out to get something of value for Baker. Now, at a certain point, they're going to come to a crossroads, and I think that crossroads is training camp. So I expect something to be done before then, and it sounds like it'll probably with the Panthers, and that sets up a juicy week one matchup between the Browns and the Panthers if that does happen.
All right. Is Cleveland wrong for this? What they're doing with Baker Mayfield right now. Mm. Like, you know, you really don't want him. You bring Deshaun in, which says that you're not committed to him. You got, I think it's Jacoby there? I don't know. Who else is this? They got, like, two other quarterbacks. Because this does nothing for Baker at this point. Because your team doesn't want you there. You have to stay. You have to play. Like, what do you do?
Right. I mean, they just don't want to give up that full $18.9 million.
I think they're waiting for the first person to blink in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, they're going to try to hold out. And because Baker, at some point, he's like, okay, just go ahead and do what you got to do and get rid of him because I'm not going to.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
This is just ridiculous. But, you know, his agent's probably saying, hey, just hold out, man. They're going to.
Yeah, just hold tight.
Yeah.
The Browns want 9 to 10.
It's becoming like a staring contest. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that place, North Korea? Nobody. What's that place?
Look at the DMZ.
What they call it?
The DMZ.
DMZ, where they sit there and look at each other. Loud. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, I know. You probably have, yeah.
Staring contest.
Right, so it's kind of reminds me of that. It really does, and it's. Who knows? The first one to blink, that's where the shoe's going to fall right there.
Think it's going to be the Panthers? That they'll give them 9 to 10?
What I see down in Charlotte right now, I don't think anything, I don't foresee anything that bad could happen between the quarterbacks they have in Charlotte to make them want to pay an extra $10 million.
Right. I mean,
an extra 10.
Yeah. I mean, if Baker had proven that he can, you know, well, they did make the playoffs, but if he could proven that he's that dude, and you wouldn't take a chance on that. But
you know, so sad, and he's better than any quarterback they got in Charlotte right now.
Right, but
he's better than any quarterback they got in Charlotte.
But it could be a temporary fix, though. You see him
being—that's true.
The franchise quarterback over the next 10 years in Charlotte. No,
if he's a
he's an expensive Band-Aid.
That's the Panthers.
He would just be an expensive Band-Aid.
Right.
When they should have just had Bridgewater, just should have stuck with him.
Man, Teddy,
isn't that amazing?
Hey.
Yeah.
He could have just stayed
with
me.
I know.
Was all right.
Teddy, stick to the assignment.
Right.
Yes.
Pepper.
Thank you.
We could have just stayed where we were.
Right.
He'd be just fine.
Right. I mean, they
would have. You would have a Baker Mayfield 2.0, right? Because I think Teddy Bridgewater is a little bit better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's already there? I mean, what's the problem? Nothing.
Pepper.
And you can save money.
I know.
Because you a money guy.
Right. Got to make big moves.
It says they're still showing interest, but they want to come under the 9 to 10 million.
So now you're going to have 5 quarterbacks.
We're just going to have a team of quarterbacks,
so
there's not going to be anybody else.
Somebody got to throw the ball.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe they could catch it from each other.
There you go.
Knowing those quarterbacks, they probably could.
Probably.
Yeah. Now moving on to the reason that this is even more drama filled in Cleveland.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson in the potential suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's leaning towards it's probably going to be a year, right? that being the case, they have nowhere to go. But let's hear him at Golden again talking on the potential, what the suspension could be for Deshaun Watson.
Well, everyone's expecting a suspension. How long? Who knows? There's been moments where it seems like, you know, it might just be 4 to 6. There have been times where you felt like you would be suspended for the entire season. So, you know, as a city and a fan base, everybody is expecting a suspension. But, you know, just don't have any idea how long it's going to be. And if it ends up being a year, then, you know, it's going to be I hate to call it a wasted year, because I think Jacoby Brissett's going to play well, but it's going to be a tough year if the Browns don't have Deshaun Watson for any of the games this season.
What do y'all say about that one?
So Jacoby Brissett plays for Cleveland?
Yeah.
He's always been like the cleanup guy.
Which,
think about it, he's always following people.
He, Geno Smith, a couple other ones.
Because, you know, yeah.
They just hang around. But they
he was doing pretty good. He was in Indianapolis. Then they brought in Carson Wentz. That didn't work out.
What was the backup for Tua that came in? I forgot who that was.
For Tua.
Down in Miami.
Yeah.
Tua came back. Wait,
hold
up,
Fitzpatrick was.
Tua said, hold up, bro, let me get that back.
Fitzpatrick was, he retired.
Quickest thing I Googled was Teddy Bridgewater. Speaking of. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's
2020 article. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
See, man. So every time you think about this, you just think to yourself, like, you can't help but think that Charlotte is just blowing this.
Right. Yep.
You can't help but just think that you guys are blowing this.
We can't have nice things.
Blown.
No.
Blown.
Yeah, well, yeah, blown is a key word. So, I feel, you know, the Deshaun thing, it is what it is. The suspension is coming. We don't know when or where, what it's going to be. And I think it handicaps Cleveland a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they probably should do is figure out how to move away from this Baker saga quickly.
Right.
By the time you get to the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Because you're giving yourself no shot.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you give yourself no shot. If you go into the season plan with Baker, with all of this hanging on, it's gonna be a disaster, and you pay a lot of money for it.
So
you pretty much saying you're Cleveland. Deshaun's not gonna be there for you. You just take a hit with who you got and just wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for real. That's what you get.
Yeah,
that's where you gotta go.
Maybe some truth to that. I may agree with that one, actually, because, I mean, not that they're gonna win the Super Bowl or nothing like that anyway. So
they're not gonna win the Super Bowl.
Nah.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
My Raiders going to win the Super Bowl.
You knew he was going to say that.
Hands down.
Which Raiders? The Oakland? The LA?
No, I'm talking about the Vegas Raiders.
Which
is
what
I'm talking about.
Because it's about, y'all have had about 9 homes.
Yeah, but we found one that we're
Oh, you found your home.
You found your home.
He got
nice
home.
Stay there. Hey, nice neighborhood. Pam,
everything's good.
Pam, you relate to this. He got a home church now.
Yes.
He doesn't stop
visiting. Something about that home church.
He doesn't stop visiting.
Once you find a home, your whole world changes.
You didn't stop visiting now. You got a whole church.
Wow. Pretty much.
I find them every Sunday. I know I can find them. In Vegas. In Vegas.
We're
going to
be just
find.
Fine, though. We good. I'm so excited for this season coming up. And we're playing the best division that is to play in right now. You know, the AFC.
Very excited, huh?
AFC West is the toughest division out there. So, there you go.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, we got NBA draft coming up.
Man, I can't wait.
Let's go Thursday.
I can't wait.
So this week is going to be NBA draft week, people.
Mm-hmm.
Just want all of you to know, tuning in, we're going to be draft down this week.
Yeah, and some people are going to be, we got drafted. And some people,
we
phone them. Some people may not have a real phone number after they get drafted, you know.
Oh, so look, hold on.
What?
Cell
phone plans are going through the roof right now.
That's true.
Because people are buying that burner right now. They got that burner. They switched over to contacts. They get it all. It's all set up, ready to go. It'd be one mass group text that'll be sent out to those that need to know.
Right.
Hey, man, this is my new number.
Yeah.
Literally, new number, who this?
Yeah.
It'd be updated just like that. New number, who this?
Yes.
And if you would like for the Sports Shop to record a voicemail reading for you, give us a call.
You can reach us at 919.
Because I'll show record it. Yo, what's up, man? New number, who this? What you got? But it is what it is.
So right now, it's Jabari Smith. Based on
Auburn?
NBADraft.net.
Yep.
is projected to be go number one in Orlando. You got Chet Holmgren, my man from
Chet.
Yeah, from Gonzaga.
Yep.
To OKC. Then you have my guy, my man Crush, which is really interesting. Paolo Beccaro going to Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't know about it. Oof. I want to. Yeah.
He'll end up in New Orleans.
Oh my God.
He'll end up in New Orleans. You know, if he end up in New Orleans, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good for him. I would love to see his growth though. I just think body wise, I just think he has tremendous upside.
I think
he does.
A lot of people saying Jabari Smith, for he's 6'10", 220, a little more fluid than Paolo, but I'm with you on that. I think Paolo has an NBA body right now. And once he gets the confidence, I think he's gonna be a good pro.
I think,
yeah.
When I saw Jabari kid out of Auburn, I it's the reason they faded, the reason they didn't make it any further than they did. I honestly, when I saw him, when I looked at him, I just think he's a tall, lanky, and plays somewhat softer than Jordan Poole, and that should tell you a lot. When you're 16, you can't play that. And I get it. He's a slender guy, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, but he's – I just think he's going to struggle with the physicality in the league.
Well, two other guys of note, they have A.J. Griffin going number 7 to Portland, who played at Duke, and got Mark Williams going.
Legs are heavy.
To number 12 to OKC again. And, of course, he played at Duke. Mm. So, there you go.
Griffin doesn't play light on his feet to me.
Yeah, but everybody seems that he has that NBA body. Knows his dad played in the league. Dad's a coach in the NBA, so we'll see.
A coach,
yeah. And it's funny, they got Wendell Moore going in the second round to how many draft picks OKC has? Good grief! They got
as many disasters as you can.
They got a few higher.
Yeah, they got him going to OKC as well in the second round, top of the second. Close to number 34.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So we'll be draft down all week. We're gonna break it down. We're gonna get it all into the backstory. Pam gonna tell us all about where their money going and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Reese's man crush, you know, they're talking about him
because
he may be taller than 6'10".
Really?
With his shoes on. Uh-oh. And the fact that he's only 19. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I saw it firsthand, trust me.
Oh, he a big dude now.
Look. Hey, Dalton, you say yourself, ooh, you see that coming down the hallway. Look at that.
Yeah,
some people
so
might want to see it.
That's what's listed as the surprising details emerges about.
Okay. Well, Apollo.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good look, bad look. Motown Monday. What you guys got? Good look, bad look. What you got, Reed?
My good look was just celebrating Father's Day.
Great look.
I really just so happy and lucky and appreciative to be the father of the two. My two young ladies and just proud to be their father. That's a good look. And the bad look, I really don't have a bad look other than we was working a lot this weekend, different things. But I really don't have a bad look that day.
Pamela?
Good look. Father's Day with my family, my dad, being able to take my dad out and spend some time with him and just come back to the creek.
Did he give you some wise counsel?
No, he's our quiet storm. He just sits there and goes, mm-mm. Yeah. He shakes his head and goes, mm-mm. Yeah. When all the girls get to talking, because he just got girls.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know I'm feeling that, too.
Matter of fact, that's all you can say.
Right. He
just
goes, mm-mm.
What you got for me, Vic? Good look, bad look.
So, good look. I didn't get to see my dad. His birthday's at the end of the month, so we do a combo thing, birthday, Father's Day thing.
Good.
So,
good.
Postpone that. But
they would never do that for Mother's Day.
No,
you got to have two celebrations.
Hey,
you got to go home and see mama twice.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what happened to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to have all together.
I would say, good look. I got to rest on Saturday. I had to work yesterday. But bad look, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how they are tonight.
Yeah.
But woo.
Don't worry about it. They're going to win that. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Reese got this.
I got this. Don't worry about that.
Reese got this. Good look
for you.
Good look for me. Father's Day, of course, Father's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Shout out, to all the kids. They always take care of me. So I like it. It works out for me. So, but fun. And I'll see him in another another couple weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Bad Look. Man, it was hot as hell Friday.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
You got missing a few times. Is that what happened? It was hot when we were on the air.
I had to take a break. I had to take a break for real.
He said, K-Mac gone.
Exactly. Hello. Go.
Oh, that's right. No, he had to take a break.
Yeah, I had to leave.
You know it's hot when you're in the house, in the AC, and you'd still feel the heat through the windows and stuff. Yeah, it was that hot.
That's not what you like. It is Juneteenth celebration today.
Yep.
So make sure you get out and participate and spread the message. And let's make sure we all can figure out how to learn something from that.
Exactly. I mean, we celebrated something that was really kind of jammed up. But, you know.
2 years, 6 months, and 5 days.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
After the fact. I don't care what nobody say. Don't take that long to go from here to Galveston.
That's exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Wow, let's get it.
Use this day of reflection.
Baby. Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.